Ready for a winter adventure? Come find your trail in Richfield, Utah.
Ride miles of groomed snowmobile trails through Utah's high mountain powder.
Try your luck ice fishing on pristine lakes. Snowshoe or cross-country ski across peaceful winter landscapes.
Or simply relax and enjoy the quiet beauty of Utah's trail country.
Richfield is a small town with big winter adventure.
Plan your affordable, memorable winter getaway at richfieldutah.com.
Welcome back to The Controversial Mom. I'm your host, Emily Jones. Today's episode is not just personal. It's national, it's emotional, and it's spiritual. I've been a supporter of Charlie Kirk and the Turning Point team for years. I've donated to their causes, I've attended the Turning Point Action Conferences, and I've even helped start Turning Point Faith Hubs right here in Madison. I've hosted training events, I've helped create local chapters, but most importantly, I have walked alongside friends who have worked tirelessly inside the organization of Turning Point. Charlie's mission to reach the next generation isn't just something I've admired from a distance. It's something I've lived out and will continue to live out. It's something that I am deeply invested in. So when I say today's episode is personal, I truly mean it from the bottom of my heart. As Charlie always said, surrender is not an option. And for me, it was even closer to home. My 10-year-old son loved to watch Charlie's campus tours on YouTube. He would laugh, he would learn, but most importantly, he would ask me questions afterwards. When he heard the news of Charlie's death, he was devastated. That moment showed me just how far Charlie's influence actually did reach, not only across generations, but right here into my own home. His life impacted kids who saw courage in him and wanted to carry out that same level of boldness in their lives. We're talking about the assassination of conservative firebrand Charlie Kirk. What happened, why it matters, and what it reveals about the dark place that America is in right now. This isn't just a tragedy, it's an actual warning. So let's get into it. Let's start with some basic details of what happened. Let's lay out the events as they unfolded and as they continue to unfold. There's a lot of going on here, so I hope that what I share today is still very much up to date as you're listening to it. So on September 10th of this week, Charlie Kirk, as I said, conservative activist and founder for Turning Point, was shot and killed while speaking during a college campus tour. He was just beginning his speech as part of the American Comeback Tour when one single rifle shot rang out, and unfortunately, it struck him in the neck. They rushed him to the hospital where they did everything they could to preserve his life, but later, he was unfortunately pronounced dead. The shooting happened in broad daylight in front of students, in front of staff, in front of security members. The moment shook the conservative movement, but it also shook families like mine. Explaining to my son why someone would want to kill a man simply for speaking truth was one of the hardest conversations I've had to have as a mom. It reminded me that political violence doesn't just affect public figures. It scars entire families and communities. Nationally, this news has triggered waves of responses, from presidential medals of freedom to moving words and vigils across the country. But for me personally, this grief cut deeper than any headline. While the nation reacted in ceremony and statements, I sat in shock, heartbroken, full of anger for losing someone whose mission I had worked alongside for so many years. That contrast made the moment even real for me and my family. What we know is that authorities acted quickly. A young man was arrested and he faces very serious charges in the near future. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about him, and I will never mention his name because this episode, in any conversation I have, is not about the attention of the person who pulled the trigger. What matters most is how we respond to this tragic accident or incident. President Trump honored Charlie with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Erica, Charlie's wife, gave a very moving statement a few days ago about continuing the mission of Charlie and Turning Point. And across the nation, parents, students, and patriots have gathered in prayer and in mourning. For me personally, I'll never forget the moment I first heard this news. I felt sick, heartbroken, full of anger, all at once. As Blanche Devereaux calls it, magenta, all the emotions mixed together. It underscored just how much Charlie Kirk meant to people and how much work there is still to be done. This was political violence, plain and simple, and it should never be tolerated in our country. As I processed the news, Charlie's words continued to echo in my heart. We must keep pressing forward with courage. We must not cower. When I saw my son's reaction, crying because one of his heroes was gone, it hit me that Charlie's impact spanned multiple generations. His courage spoke to men, women, college students, and even kids who saw him in the fight for truth.
Ready for a winter adventure? Come find your trail in Richfield, Utah. Ride miles of groomed snowmobile trails through Utah's high mountain powder. Try your luck ice fishing on pristine lakes. Snowshoe or cross-country ski across peaceful winter landscapes, or simply relax and enjoy the quiet beauty of Utah's trail country. Richfield is a small town with big winter adventure. Plan your affordable, memorable winter getaway at richfieldutah.com.
Parents, I want you to listen very closely to what I say today. Charlie Kirk was targeted because he told the truth. Because he would not bend a knee to the woke mob. Because he activated a generation of students to do the unthinkable and actually think for themselves. And I can tell you from personal experience, because I've seen it firsthand, what Turning Point has done for students right here in our state. His work mattered. He inspired young people to stand up, to speak boldly, and to carry their faith and values into the culture that tries to silence them. Even my own son is a part of this story. At just 10 years old, he looked up to Charlie. That's the generational impact of a life lived boldly. It's why we as parents cannot continue to sit on the sidelines. Because our children are watching, and they need examples of courage and conviction. Now, I want to pause here for a moment to say one very important thing. Charlie's work was not simply about politics. It was about shaping character, encouraging conviction, and building leaders for our country's future. Every parent listening knows this. Our children learn more by watching us than by simply listening to the words we say. Charlie modeled conviction in a way that generations are now going to carry forward. That's why this conversation matters so deeply. If that makes you a target in America Day, well, honestly, we're all targets. This is about our kids. This is about our right to speak freely without fear of violence. This is about whether America still has a moral backbone or not. And remembering Charlie's fight reminds me, surrender is not an option, so we cannot back down. We cannot let this moment pass while in silence. Here's a couple of things that I believe that we have to do going forward. We have to call out political violence, no matter where it comes from. We have to push for safety and free speech protections at every school, at every university, at every agency, everywhere we go, we must demand it. We must raise bold kids who are willing to speak the truth without apology. We have to refuse to be intimidated. Our community is growing because parents are done sitting around and being silent. Charlie Kirk's death is a rallying cry, and it's carrying forward. And carrying forward means one thing: we must remain steadfast, and we must remain unafraid. And friends, Charlie's work, equipping young people and building bold communities, it reminds us of the bigger picture. His legacy calls us to be bold in our civic life, and in our home lives, and in our churches. That's why this ties directly into what we're facing in the next year. Alabama and our nation are heading into critical elections. Who we elect as our state leaders will shape how our schools are run, how our kids are protected, and whether or not conservative voices are defended. As I'm currently writing in my upcoming op-ed about the silence of the church, we cannot afford to sit back while leadership acts like cowards and takes root in our state. Strong leaders at the state level will decide if our values stand or if they fall. So as we look ahead into 2026, we have to remember, voting is not just a civic duty. It is a parental responsibility. And that means taking very concrete steps. Make sure that you're registered to vote. Research the candidates that are on the ballot. And show up to local forums and town halls to ask the hard questions. You do not need to wait until November to get engaged. Start now. Build relationships with the leaders who will defend your values as a family. In the coming weeks, I hope to address several of these races in detail right here on this podcast. I'm working to host a few candidate forums and town halls in the coming months right here in the Madison area so citizens can hear directly from those running for office and understand what their platforms truly are. And let me also say this. If Charlie's death has taught us anything, is that we do not know how much time we have left to have an impact. Each of us has a role to play in our homes, in our churches, in our schools, in our communities, everywhere we go. I want to challenge every parent listening to find one way this week to step into the fight. Maybe it's talking to your child about standing strong in their values. Maybe it's emailing a school board member and asking a question. Maybe it's praying boldly with your family for courage to stand up and fight. Big or small, all of these steps matter. Because raising the next generation isn't just about protecting them from harm today. It's about preparing them to lead with conviction when it is their turn. And that's how we honor Charlie's life, by continuing the mission he started. If today's episode stirred something in you, good. I am very glad it did. We cannot just sit around and mourn. We must mobilize. Honor Charlie Kirk not with silence, but through action. For me, it's not just about politics. It's about a friend and a movement I've poured my heart and soul into for years. Speak truth, defend your kids, and push back against the mob, because that's exactly what Charlie Kirk did every single day. And when I see the sadness in my son's eyes, I know this isn't just about today. It's about tomorrow and the future. It's about the generation rising up behind us who need us to carry the torch forward. Because we don't need more politicians in our country. We need more parents who are unwilling to back down. Until next time, my friends, stay bold, stay faithful, stay controversial. And as Charlie Kirk always says, surrender is not an option. To my friend Charlie and the Turning Point team, thank you for shaping my mission and reminding us all to keep pressing forward. Until next time.